Today, we'll be discussing about two spirits that were after Job. I did mention to you that Job in the Bible, if you read the story of Job in the Bible, you will actually notice that most people give examples during funerals, during any crisis. Job comes out as an example. But do those people do right? Do they really know the story of Job? Do they really know what really happened with Job? Do know really what happened with Job? And that's the story we are starting to discuss. And in these discussions that we'll be having and we'll be getting, we are going to realize a very important aspect. About 6 years ago, if not 7 years ago, in Pretoria, I touched this topic. But actually, I touched it in passing, all right? It is very deep, just extremely deep, that it needs you to understand before you give Job as an example. You need to understand what really happened with Job. So to start, let's have a background, okay? Let's have a background. Let's go to the book of Job, chapter 1. From verse 6 to verse 9. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. I love this. And Satan came also among them. I want you to hear this word. Satan also came among them. All right. Now in verse 7, and the Lord God said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. I want you to hear this statement, and that's a very important part we want to discuss. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered? Give me NKJV.
Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
Now, I want you to see this question. This is the Lord asking. All right? He says, have you considered? And the most important aspect there that each one of us should you actually think about. Have you considered my servant? Now, in verse 9, it becomes interesting. Just read verse 9 for me.
Verse 9. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has, on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
Go ahead.
But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
Can you see something here that is important? That the devil went to negotiate how to attack someone because of his money. Now, this is interesting. Anyone else who's watching me tonight, I want you to hear this. The devil goes to God and says that if you remove money in the life of Job, he will curse you. I find it absurd because the enemy here has a big problem with who you are, what you have, with that man you have, with that relationship you have, with that wife you have, with those children you have, with the job you have, with that business you have, with those parents you have. The devil has a problem with that. He doesn't like it. So he goes to God and says that she loves you because of what she has, or because of what she's praying for, or he loves you because of this and that. Then God says, go ahead. If you want to attack him, God says, go ahead. Let's see. Remove everything he has. Now, in chapter 2, all right, in chapter 2, verse 7, I want you to read it for me.
Verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
Wait a minute. Did you just hear that? And the devil struck Job with the painful boils from the sole of his feet. Wait a minute. Did you just hear that? The Bible says that, my bishop, and I want people to hear this. Can you imagine what the Bible says? It says that the enemy, the devil, struck Job with a painful boils. Not just, you know, when we talk about boils, we mean these tumors that grow on your skin all over the whole body. And they were very painful. And Job didn't have the discussion. He didn't hear the discussion which God had with Satan. And he thought they are just coming on his body. But they were not just coming on his body. I want you to hear this. There was something behind. Was it Satan, the real Satan, who did this? Well, not. There were two demons that did this. And we're going to find out as we go in there about their names. Now, we find that the devil struck Job with a sickness, with a disease. And he develops pain from his head to his legs. Everywhere he has pain. I don't know, some of you, it could be a stroke of the enemy. It could be the devil causing what you're passing through. That pain you have, that situation you're going through, that painful moment you're facing right now, there could be an enemy behind. And we'll look at that because we need to find out what is this issue. Now, in verse 8, I want you to go in verse 8.
Verse number 8. And he took for himself a pot's head with which to slap himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes.
I want you to hear that, right? So they were so painful that the man who was a billionaire, the man who was so rich, he was reduced to ashes. But he didn't know what was going on. So we have people who use this example a lot. Like don't worry, like Job. Do you really know how Job walked out? How he came out? We'll see that. Now let's go.
Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
Did you hear that?
But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
Now, I want you to see something here that is very important. That now the devil has put him in a painful sickness. But that's not what I want us to see. The wife begins to say, curse God. That's not what you want to see. But who was talking in that woman to say, curse God? It wasn't the woman. There was a spirit assigned. But that's not what you want to talk about. I want us to go in verse 4. This becomes interesting. Can you read verse 4 for me? This becomes so interesting. And I want you to see this.
So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin.
What?
Skin for skin. Yes. All that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.
I want you to see something here now. What Satan was telling God, that if I give Job a disease, Job will curse you. Now imagine immediately Job has a disease. The wife comes and they say, curse God. So who was talking? Who was talking to Job?
Satan.
It was Satan. Now, can you imagine Job, he's just sick. And the wife comes and says, curse God. And actually, this was a conversation between God and Satan in the closet. And the devil speaks through the woman and says, curse God. Now, we have a lot of people here who sometimes people tell you, stop going to your church. Oh, stop going to your prophet. Oh, this, all that. Sometimes you must be very careful who is talking to you. It could be the devil taking the form of your mother. It could be the devil speaking through the form of your sister. And some of you, you have no idea. Now, I want us to see something here. Okay? Now, Job is sick. He's having a very complicated situation. All right? And in verse 11, his best friends now. So, one, his health. His health is finished. As still we're talking about his health, his wife. His wife now, the enemy wants to use his wife. So the enemy starts using his sickness. The enemy starts using his wife. The enemy now will start using the friends. Now I want you to read verse 11.
And now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, Zophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept. And each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven.
Now, I want you to say something here, right? Now, I want you to go to chapter 1. Okay. I want you to go to chapter 1. And I want you to start from verse 13.
Verse number 13. Now, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabians raided them and took them away, indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you this. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Verse 17, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Shadians formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Now, if you look at that, there are Serbians, Chadians, okay? Now, these are human beings. They attacked Job's farms, burnt everything, killed everyone. Yet the Bible says there was Satan behind. I don't know if you are seeing this. Something is happening, is going on with your family, and you might think it's just your family, but trust you, it's coming from afar. Look at the story of Job here. All these things are happening. Okay, go ahead. Let's just finish. Just go ahead, reading.
Whilst he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Shadians formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Whilst he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
I want you to see something here, right? I want you to see something here that is very important. What did Job do? He worshipped God. Now, I want you to see the scripture. Just go there. All these, he has lost his children, camels, properties, land, farms, houses. You know, what does Job do? He shaves his head and worships God. Now, let's go on the scripture.
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
That's what we want to understand. Now, the whole story, if you read the whole story, in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, you will see how Job suffered. He didn't know where all these issues were coming from. He had no clue where these things were coming from. Until we go to this interesting part. Okay. In Job 40. Okay. In Job 40, God reveals to him what was wrong. Okay. In Job 40, God reveals to him what was wrong. Now, from verse 15 to 24, look now at the behemoth, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. Now, I want you to see something here that is very interesting. Okay, there is a demonic spirit known as behemoth. And if you check, it's more like a brand now in America, where they do actually music. However, if you check behemoth on internet, if you just check behemoth worship, you will see how they worship this demonic prince or the demonic principality known as behemoth. A behemoth is a spirit entity. And I want you to understand this. This demonic entity was created by God. The day God was creating man, he also created a behemoth. From that scripture, the Bible said, I created the behemoth alongside with you. And I want you to hear this. So behemoth was created. Okay? Was not just made like other animals. When God said, let these animals be there. But behemoth was created. And God said, I created this with you. Now, behemoth looks like an elephant. Okay? We'll talk much about these issues maybe on Sunday. But behemoth looks like an elephant. And the reason why God created behemoth was that behemoth should control all things of land. Okay? So on animals, behemoth was controlling everything of the land and was reporting to God. Okay? And when Satan had issues with God, after the fall of Satan, behemoth defected from the camp of God and joined Satan. Okay, so we'll look at faith as we're going. So when Job was doing well, he had the money, he had everything was moving well, and he was worshiping God and was fearing God, what happened? Satan went to God and he said, I can touch Job. I can remove his money. I can break his house. I can kill his children, and he will stop worshiping you. And God said, go ahead. So the devil didn't come himself. He sent two spirits. Among them, there was a spirit known as the behemoth spirit, a demon known as behemoth. When this spirit has been sent to you, you will lose your car, you can lose your marriage, you will lose your health, you will lose your children, you will lose almost everything when this spirit entity has been sent towards you. And it is very important that every year we do deliverance and we make prayers against this principality. Because he is a principality. He is a spirit of darkness. And God now is revealing to Job. He said, Job. Now, I like how it starts. Go back on the scripture. You know what the scripture says? It says, look now at who?
At the behemoth.
Exactly. Which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. Okay, and go ahead. And what happens with Behemoth?
See now, his strength in his hips and his power in his stomach muscles.
The sinews of his thighs are tightening it. In verse 13, go ahead.
His bones are like beams of bronze. His lips like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword. Surely the mountains yield food for him, and all the beasts of the field play there. He lies under the lotus tree in a covert of reeds and marsh. The lotus tree covers him with their shade, and the willows of the brook surround him. Indeed, the river may rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident. Though the Jordan gushes into his mouth, though he takes it in his eyes, or one pierces his nose with a snare.
Wait a minute, just talk. Let's just check this. In Hebrew, the word Behemoth is the word Behemoth. Okay? Behemoth. And the meaning of this word, it means a he animal that controls things on land. Mm. And as I said, spiritually, this animal was given power by God to control things of the land. Mm. Okay? It is very important that I want you to understand. And he has got powers, as you have heard the scripture, that he has got powers, all right? And nothing disturbs Behemoth. So that's how God made this animal. But we see this animal now being used by Satan against Job. So Job wakes up in the morning, his children are gone. He wakes up in the morning, his farm, his business, his project, his marriage, everything is gone. And the Bible says what was behind this was a spirit or a principality known as Behemoth. And this is where it gets so interesting. Very interesting. If I have someone who's watching me today, and people tell you, even Job went through this, Job went through this. And one thing they don't know is that there was a spirit known as Behemoth. And Job, if he did not do anything about this, he would die in his problems. He would die without restoration. And that's why it's very important to attack Behemoth, because Behemoth steals your blessings. If you lost things, if things are missing in your life, if you can't get things, it's because of a prosperity spirit known as Behemoth. And when we are speaking of restoration, we need to attack this entity by praying, by fasting, by commanding, by declaring, by attacking the camp of Behemoth. So if you check on internet right now, okay, if you check, and I think we'll do this on Sunday because I'll be handling these things in a bit in details on Sunday. If you check this, you find out that Behemoth, all right, it's a worship. Right now, people worship Behemoth, and people pray under Behemoth. They cast spells. It's actually a demonic witchcraft spirit now that is being used in the world. And those of you who you like making researches, I want you to make a research about what I'm talking about. You will be even scared to read the story. And you'll be like, is this what Job was facing? Maybe you don't know what Job was facing. He was facing a spirit. But now, the story is, did that spirit disappear? No, that spirit is still affecting believers today. That demonic power is affecting so many saints today. And it is very important that we pray, we stand, and we rebuke such spirits, and we command such spirits to go and get out in the name of Jesus. Anyone else who's watching me now, if you believe that God can set you free, just like Job, you can raise up a hand and say, I receive my freedom. Just raise up that hand louder and say with those words louder. Say, I receive my freedom. So this is where it gets interesting. So most believers do not understand where their problems are coming from. They even wonder, like, I don't know how. I don't know where my problems are coming from. Job didn't know either. Job didn't know either. It took Job about 7 years to 14 years for him to know what was going on. He didn't even know. He lost everything. I mean, he lost his money. Job was the richest man. According to reports, until today, the whole Middle East, no one has been found rich more than Job. Nobody. Nobody has been rich more than Job. Okay? The man was extremely wealthy. But he lost everything. Just like that. He lost everything. Because there was a behemothic spirit that actually attacked him. And some of you, you don't know spiritual warfare. You just say, out, out. When I say command out, I command out. I command out. What are you commanding out? Now you know what you should command out. Now you know what to say. You know what to do. You know mountains. You know that the enemy is putting me at Carmel. You know there's witchcraft over here. You know the enemy is trying to put me at Mount Pisgah. You know now, you have learned all those things I've taught you. And now you're learning about Behemoth, a spirit that attacks people to lose what they have. And it attacks people who pray, who are faithful to God like Job. Job was a faithful man before the Lord. And this spirit is so much obsessed in attacking people who are faithful to God. More especially the women of God, men of God, faithful tithers, partners, people who pray, people who are in church, churchgoers, faithful people who love God, the Spirit will come and take everything around you without mercy. And Job didn't realize it was this spirit. And when God revealed this to Job, the story of Job will become interesting. When he said, wow, it was a spirit of Behemoth? I didn't know. And God said, wait, it's not only Behemoth. Then God mentions another spirit, which we'll talk on Sunday. Job said, wow, I didn't know. And that's when everything changed. And God restored Job. I just want to pray for every person as I prepare you for restoration. This spirit of Behemoth will leave you. This demonic entity of Behemoth will leave your finances and you will get your restoration back. I don't know if you are receiving. I don't know if you hear what I'm talking about. So stretch your hands towards us as we pray for you right now. Roshaka bahandarakia. In the Marus Pratakapa. Reko Jafrahade. We are commanding every demonic spirit of Behemoth.
Yes.
To be bound right now.
Yes.
To be bound right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is stealing your blessings.
Yes.
Every spirit that is taking away your finances.
Yes.
Taking your prayer life. Taking every blessing of God that He gave you. Removing it out of you. We rebuke that spirit and we command your restoration. Receive restoration now.
Yes, yes.
Receive restoration
now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.